I do think that the most important thing is learning, and I think that Joel made learning happen tonight. I do. I feel like I just learned like four things at least from that poem, which is really beautiful. So I'm going to read two poems, and you won't learn anything. You will just hear things that you probably already know. They both have month names, which is I work for Hallmark most of the time. What? No, Hallmark is awesome.
Yes, it is.
So, okay. April. April. It was hours before I sat down with a bowl of soup, a soup that I myself made. I could not decide which way to walk around and approach the table for the best outcome. Morning was made up of blather that sent me to the outermost limits of slurping on my fingers. Imagine trying to eat soup without a spoon and all the time thinking about the windows upstairs in the room where I had sat working. What will become of us? Once I bought vegetables by the side of the road, but that doesn't mean anything now. Now, what I want now is raisins, and I can't have any unless I go to the store. But I can't because I'm writing a novel. It's about a boy librarian whose mother is very, very ill. There is something in the freezer marked vanilla. I tasted it. It was like ice cream or like whipped cream. But I became suddenly afraid that it wasn't food, but poison for the garden. Now, why would anyone do that? The taste of it reminded me of eating ice cream after church or at a birthday party, that the sun will rise again in the morning. Children are so beautiful and adorable. It's a shame about adorable adults that they always seem like untrustworthy alcoholics. Money. When I think of my brothers I haven't spoken to in years, I imagine a map of the United States and very hot days. The amazing cemeteries of grandparents and criminals flank the April boulevards. The sun comes up over New Jersey, something I've seen once from a car after a night of rain and wind. January. Okay. A night fire, and this one really burns the house down. At dawn, it's still smoking, and I love it so much, like the world has happened the thing I wanted. Not like it loves me, but like, I know, it says calamity, like, why not for you too? I feel so included and ordinary, like I know what real order is. And like it exchanges a look with me together as the sky gets lighter. And too far to hear, I know, a rooster crows. What the shit? I just like hit a drum set. That's like not even rooster. Too far to hear, I know, a rooster crows. So far away, it is gentle, like hitting a drum set. I am in love, and my heart sings to the trees as though they are full-leafed among the bugs and flowers in June. I am witness that the inverse of this bare white morning lives somewhere beyond the blazes, standing outside wrapped in a black and red plaid blanket. I've never had a blanket like this before. The fireman gave it to me. It's the kind of thing that seems like other people that you might find in the trunk of someone's car or in their chalet, and that they say chalet is a maudlin lie that breaks your heart nevertheless. Thinking of gingerbread houses, a hillside of yellow flowers, a grown-up Heidi making sweet love to a boy named Heinrich. It's like a blanket from a TV show about a burning house. Maybe I will run away with the fireman. What with all these new horizons? It's only minutes, though, a couple of hours, a next day type feeling after I spend all day wandering around town in a blanket that looks like it came from Smokey the Bear or Smokey Stover or Paul Bunyan or Satan. Satan with a wink, that's the plaid. In no time at all, I'm coming up the street in the middle of the day, coming somewhere with a can of food and a kitchen in my heart, thinking the heart can love anything, cannot love anything. Thank you.